The name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. We will continue commentaries on the book of Romans. Last time we spoke about the ungodliness and unrighteousness in the whole world, and the corruption of human nature happens because of the free will of man and the dark life, very common with the pagan life. Up to there, they exchanged the natural ways of living to animal ways and unnatural ways, even in sex and relations. So the wrath of God is waiting for all these bad things. Chapter 1, verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind. As he mentioned before, God's knowledge was there in the hearts of men because God created nature to speak about him, to point at him, to tell people who is God and what are his attributes. But because they ignored all this and they stayed in their dark life, they loved to be away from God. So, as mentioned, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind, to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness. So, as if God just took his hand away from these people, and they went by themselves in their lives as if there is no God. So they invented wicked life. So God just gave them over to do those things which are not fitting, for human beings, for the a man who was created to be the image of God, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers. You can see all the sins known, sins by acts, sins by mind, sin by heart, but people are living in a sinful life. All their life was corrupted. Backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. Look, you may see like very big sins, big mistakes, besides something which we may consider like little sins. But actually, the dark life, the sinful life, are taking all evil deeds together. Like disobedient to parents in the same list of murdering and sexual immorality. So, as you all know that, when you break the commandments of God, you do all kinds of sins, the little sins as people may consider and the big ones. Undiscerning, they lack discerning. When you discern, you have the wisdom to see what's right and what's wrong. But when you do not have this virtue of discerning things, you choose all with the wrong things. Untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful. So they lack all the good things: love, mercy, faithfulness, trust, honesty. All these good things are not there, and all bad things are there. That's the status of people before Christ. That's the corrupted nature of man for those who did not know God by their free will. Who, knowing the righteousness judgment of God, the righteous judgment of God, although they knew, they could see that the end of this bad life is always bad, but they ignored even this clear ending, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. They started to preach the evil life. Evil is very famous, is very common, covering all the minds of the people. So people are encouraging each other to do bad, not to do good. Although they all know that the good side is there, they could see, if they like, the right way. But they did not want to see this. I'll read this paragraph again. Even if they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, so it's your choice to retain God or to reject God's knowledge. God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, like sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient of parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve to those who practice them. If you study this paragraph again and again, you will see that, like St. Paul is living now in the 21st century, he is stating what we can see around. The media around, the people in the nations around, most of the people are, you know, like this character of life, because they are full of this wickedness. And also you can see many sins related to the words, other sins related to the selfishness, or other sins related to the lust, to the flesh. Some of the sins related to the desire to make money. But you know, the gods of this world is money, flesh, lusts, and ego, pride. So these are the gods of everyone around. And very few are following the real God. Chapter 2. Therefore you are inexcusable. So for those who may say one day that we had an excuse, God did not speak to us, no, they had no excuse. Because their hearts were speaking to them, the nature around were speaking to them, the bad ending of the bad life were speaking to them, but they did not want to listen. So you are inexcusable. O man, whoever you are who judge, and even if you take the judgmental attitude and you stay judging people because these people are doing bad, you are also corrupted. For in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge practice the same things. If you are holy, if you do not do any bad things, you may judge others, but because you are doing the same, maybe different sins, maybe on different levels, but you still have the same disease. You have the same problem. You are not pure. So why are you just judging people? Now, in the second chapter, he will focus more on the Jewish part, because the Jews were always in this judgmental attitude. They were seeing all people are corrupted or bad, and themselves, the Jew people, are the good ones. But Paul will tell them, nobody is good. All are corrupted. The judging people are corrupted, and the sinful side are corrupted. The pagan part and the Jew part all need to be saved. But we know that the judgment of God is according to truth against those who practice such things. So if you just judging others and you do not repent, you do not change in yourself, do you think that God will just consider your judgmental attitude and ignore what all the bad things you do? And do you think this, O man, you who judge those practicing such things and doing the same, that you will escape the judgment of God? Do you think that because Just because you are a Jew and you were circumcised and you still do many selfishness acts and sexual immorality and bad things, and you still a Jew or a circumcised, you think that God will just close his eyes and ignore all this? Or do you, despite the riches of his goodness, forbearance and long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? This, you know, applies on the Jew. Because the Jewish people were doing many bad things, like the Pharisees in the period of our Lord Jesus Christ, they were doing many bad things. But because they do good rituals, they make themselves from the outside look very nice, but from the inside totally corrupted. So it applies on all the Jew part. So do you, despite the riches of his goodness, because God was patient with them, gave them a big time for repentance, but they did not repent. Forbearance and long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance. So God, because he is good, he waited for repentance. Because the people of the Jew part know what's repentance, who is the real God. So they were more toward the good side. They had a better chance to repent because they know the knowledge of God. They know by the prophet. They know by the law. They cannot say that we did not know God and his commandment. They knew. But though they could not do any good, they stayed in their bad life as equal as to the pagan side. So the knowledge by itself will not save them. To know God and his commandments and to ignore all of these and to live in a sinful life, you are just like pagans. You are as equal as all sinners in this world. But in accordance with your hardness and your impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. So if you abuse God's patience, if you continue in your bad way of life, you will not get God's mercy. You will get God's anger. You are treasuring up his wrath against you because you had a better chance to know God and a better chance to live according to his will. So he was harsh attacking the Jew part, because they tend to believe that they are much better than anyone, especially the pagan. That's why they did not accept to be dealt with as equal as those who came from the pagan side to be Christian. So St. Paul were attacking them harshly because they had to let go with this pride and seek repentance. Who will render to each one according to his deeds? And this verse was given in the Old Testament. So the Jew people know this, that God, because of his justice, he is just, he will render all to each one according to his deeds. Eternal life to those who by patient continuance in doing good seek for glory, honor, and immortality. But to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath. So it's expected that God, the just God, will render to each one according to his deeds, not to according to his knowledge. Because if you consider the Jew people know better, but still their life were not anything better. They were as lustful as the pagan. They were doing bad things like others. So they will have the punishment like others. Eternal life to those who by patient continuance in doing good seek for glory, honor, and immortality. But to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, pagan or Jew, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath. So he's telling both parties, you consider yourself waiting for the wrath of God because you were doing bad. What do you expect? Although many of you were Jew. Tribulation and anguish on every soul of man who does evil, of the Jew first and also of the Greek, because the Jew knew more. But glory, honor and peace to everyone who works what is good, to the Jew first and also to the Greek, because the Jew had a better chance and expecting to be better. For there is no partiality with God. So Jewish people always considered God is their God, and he is not allowed to accept anyone but Jew people. And they imagined that they can do bad things and still stay as God's people. And they, by their rituals, by their circumcision and some of their offerings, they considered they can cover their lustful life, sinful life. So St. Paul made it clear, you, the Jew people, doing bad are as equal as to any pagan who does not know God, because you are doing the same. Feeling bad, having bad things in your life, so you are not God's people. And if God still waiting for your repentance, because he is patient, he is merciful, it does not mean that he will not condemn you. His wrath is coming for you and for everyone doing bad, because he is just. He is the same. He is good with all people, and he is just against all the wicked people, whatever pagan or Jew. So if you revise what we had said, chapter 1 focused on the pagan side, that people who worshipped idols are far away from the knowledge of God, and devil overcame their life and, you know, controlling everything, pushing them into darkness and eternal darkness. But for the Jew part, still, if they have the commandment and they know God and they say that they worship God, their life is totally against his will, so the same fate and the same status. Both of them are corrupted, so both of them need salvation. Glory to God. Amen.